AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says the gunman who tried to kill Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania last month did extensive research before the attack. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Pittsburgh Field Office Chief Kevin Rojak says Thomas Matthew Crooks looked online for both Trump and Biden campaign schedules in search of a target.
A sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some event.
And then when the Trump rally in Butler was announced,
he became hyper-focused on that specific event and looked at it as a target of opportunity.
Rojak says the FBI's analyzed Crooks' online activity and done nearly 1,000 interviews, but still does not know why Crooks opened fire, getting off 8 shots before being killed by a Secret Service counter-sniper.
We have a clear idea of mindset, but we are not ready to make any conclusive statements regarding motive at this time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz are starting a 2-day campaign bus tour through battleground state Georgia. The Supreme Court is rejecting a plea by the Biden administration to restore a multi-billion dollar student debt plan while lawsuits make their way through the lower courts. It would have lowered payments for millions of borrowers. The Education Department is seeking to provide a faster path to loan cancellation and reduce monthly income-based repayments. Attorneys representing Republicans accused of scheming to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona argued prosecutors were politically motivated in seeking a grand jury indictment against their clients. People in Massachusetts are now free to arm themselves with switchblades after a 67-year-old restriction was struck down following the Supreme Court's 2022 landmark decision on gun rights and the Second Amendment. Stocks are lower in late-day trading. This is AP News. Lowe's is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies.
It joined the ranks of several other companies that altered their programs since the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed affirmative action in college admissions or after facing a conservative backlash online. In an internal memo shared by Lowe's with the Associated Press, its executive leadership said the retailer began reviewing its programs following the court's July 2023 ruling. The company also recently decided to combine its resource groups, which were 4 individual groups representing diverse sections of their associate population, into one umbrella organization. The retailer will also not be participating in an annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for LGBTQ plus employees. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro took to the streets in an attempt to revive protest against him as he tightens his grip on power after last month's disputed election. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.